I'm broadcasting the show today from Cedar Falls, Iowa, the state where the presidential nominating contest gets underway Monday with the Iowa caucuses. It is a crowded field of candidates. Campaigns and outside groups have spent tens of millions of dollars on ads trying to persuade voters. And yet polls show many Iowans remain undecided with just 3 days to go. Let's go across the state to Des Moines, where we're joined by Carol Hunter, who is executive editor of the Des Moines Register. Hi, Carol.
Good afternoon.
So you are coming out with a poll tomorrow night that everybody is waiting for. It's sure to make headlines one way or the other. You can't give us that information right now, but what's your sense of who's got the energy right now in Iowa?
I think that's really hard to peg, but I'll say that who has the energy are Iowa caucus goers. You're seeing across the state big crowds for all of the caucus candidates. We've kind of had a pack of four throughout most of the lead up to the caucuses that have been leading in our poll. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But some of the other candidates like Andrew Yang and Amy Klobuchar have been getting good crowds as well, Tom Steyer. So you sense a real energy all over the state.
We heard the phrase in the past, three tickets out of Iowa. How many tickets will there be this year? Could there be four or more?
I think that's kind of been an interesting speculation as we've seen this sort of quartet emerge in poll after poll. But of course, the whole who wins in Iowa is about expectations as much mm-hmm. as the actual mm-hmm. numbers at times. So I think one of the interesting things will be if anyone sort of drops back out of that four, that will make them not meet expectations and could spell not such good coverage for that candidate. Or if any of the other sort of, quote, lower tier candidates like an Andrew Yang, Amy Klobuchar, if they break up into that top four, they arguably could say, hey, I'm a winner out of this caucus.
Let's hear some of what the candidates are saying in their final pitch to voters, starting with Bernie Sanders. Here he is. Of course, he's been in Washington, stuck there at the impeachment trial, but he did come last weekend to Sioux City. Here he is at an event there.
If the voter turnout is high, we win. My plea to you is let us, a week from tomorrow night, have the largest voter turnout in Iowa caucus history. Thank you all very much.
Now, one of the things he's relying on, and we've heard a lot about the enthusiasm among young voters for Bernie Sanders, is that those young voters who may be new or infrequent voters actually turn out. What do you think about that and how risky that will be for his campaign?
In some ways, I think this is one of those there's always exceptions to a rule. And young voters turn out when they're energized. And Bernie has a very energetic core group of supporters. It's also in Bernie's favor, in Senator Sanders' favor, that he ran here, of course, in the last cycle. Mm-hmm. He has this core of support that has stayed by him this entire time. I think one of the key questions is, can he kind of break beyond that core of his supporters into new caucus goers, into caucus goers that might have looked at other candidates, and can he win them to his more progressive style of politics?
What about former Vice President Joe Biden? Here he is at a campaign event in Muscatine, Iowa on Tuesday.
You know, the whole impeachment trial for Trump is just a political hit job to try to spear me because he is scared to death to run against me, and he has good reason to be concerned. Good reason to be concerned.
So one of the things that we've heard from voters in the last few days here in Iowa is they like Joe Biden. They may well vote for Joe Biden or caucus for Joe Biden, but they're also not as enthusiastic about Joe Biden as Bernie Sanders supporters are for him. What do you think about that?
I do think that Joe Biden is well-liked across the state. He's run here many times, two runs for president himself, and then, of course, as vice president. So I think the thing to watch with former Vice President Biden is whether people decide he is their safe bet and they want to kind of come home to him, or whether all these other candidates making pitches, if people say, okay, I'm now getting used to another candidate. I've learned more about them, and I think I feel comfortable with them as well.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has been crisscrossing this state as many of his competitors have been stuck in Washington for the impeachment trial. We just spoke with him the other day in Mason City. Here he is speaking at a town hall in Vinton, Iowa.
We are not going to take a single vote for granted, and we're not going to write a single vote off. Anyone prepared to caucus for the future is a potential caucus goer for this campaign. And like I said, Iowa is a place where we can turn heads and change the whole country's expectations about what is possible with your help.
What are your expectations for Buttigieg?
Well, I think he's in a good position. He is getting very large crowds, as the top four all are. But he came into this race really as kind of an unknown, but has been steadily part of that top quartet. As long as he kind of places safely within that, I think he can say, hey, we went to nowhere to being part of this national conversation. Mm-hmm. And if he does end up being at the top of that quartet, he's got a great story to tell.
We're not hearing a lot about Michael Bloomberg here in Iowa because he is not competing in Iowa. But we are hearing about the other billionaire, Tom Steyer. Do you think he could be a surprise?
He has certainly put a lot of money into the airwaves. And in our last poll, which was in early January, he hadn't made much of a movement. But he's had that many more weeks to have his ads up. And he's also spent quite a bit of time in rural Iowa outside of the Des Moines metro. So if he can carry some of those precincts out in rural areas, he could make a mark. It's also interesting that he made the debate stage basically because he had polled fairly well in South Carolina and Nevada, mostly on the basis of ads. So having that much more ad time, will that play in his favor?
What about Elizabeth Warren? Do you expect the precinct captains for her and Bernie Sanders to be doing some trading on caucus night, trying to get each other's voters over?
I think the way that the caucus rules have changed slightly for this year, I think there'll be less trading because if you go to your first alignment, you go in with your first choice and your candidate is viable, then you're locked into that choice. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, one would think that those two are popular enough candidates that they would have more than 15%. They've really changed the rules to try to downplay the gamesmanship involved. So we'll see if it works.
President Trump was in Des Moines last night. There is also a Republican caucus on Monday. Is there anything you're going to be watching for in that contest?
It's always hard on off years for a party because very few people come out to the party caucuses, just the real diehards who come to talk about the platform and elect delegates. Mm-hmm. But he's doing something very unusual. He's flooding the state with surrogates, very high-profile ones. Mm-hmm. Most of his cabinet, I think, will be out here as well as members of his family. So he's certainly trying to stir up enthusiasm for his run. And he remains very, very popular. All of our polls have shown among voters, Republican voters here in Iowa.
That is Carol Hunter, executive editor of the Des Moines Register. Their poll is coming out tomorrow night. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.